community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Now it's guest time on the show. Now I'm joined on the line by Karen, who is the director of SNAP Family Services. SNAP stands for Special Needs and Parents. And if you have a child between 0 to 25 years old who has any special needs or disability and you live in Essex, then SNAP are there for you and your family. No formal diagnosis or professional referral is necessary to access SNAP services. And SNAP look after around 2,800 families in Essex. So very good morning to Karen.
Good morning. Hi.
Good. Nice to talk to you. How are you on this very bright and sunny day?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, thank you. Yeah, rather strange working from home and not being in the SNAP Centre, but we're doing a great job working remotely. So, yeah, I'm all good, thank you.
But how are you continuing to provide support in this time of shutdown?
Yeah, well, obviously we've had to adjust the services we run and the way we do it. And I'm really proud to say that very, very quickly after the shutdown was announced, we were all up and running remotely from home. We are still continuing to offer a helpline service to all our families. So they can phone in on the normal SNAP number, 01277 211 300, and a member of the team can pick that up from their home and talk to them. And we're also still continuing to run our email helpline, which is really good. Another thing that we've been doing is the team have worked really, really hard pulling together a SNAP Corona Family Guide, yeah. Coronavirus Family Guide, which is on our website. And we've got lots of different information sheets on there, which actually are relevant for all families, really, not just families that have children with additional needs.
Mm. Now, it's a difficult time for everybody because a lot of people, as families, normally people might be going out to work or you might have one parent at home or you've got carers coming in to help out. At the moment, everybody is forced into this lockdown. Very difficult for people that have got children with special needs as well. So how have you found people are coping?
Yeah, it's obviously hugely challenging, isn't it, for all of us? And as you say, lots of the families we're dealing with, it's much, much harder. You know, we've had a real mixed bag, really, of what we've been hearing through our helpline. Some families are finding it really, really tough. Some of our families with very vulnerable children probably went into lockdown a week or two before the rest of us because they could sort of see this come in and were very concerned for the well-being of their children and just decided that actually we need to just be safe. So, you know, let's go into lockdown quickly. But I think some of them are struggling with the need for having carers coming into the home. And how does that work? You know, having someone coming into your home that you don't always know what's going on. So that's a massive challenge. Mm. You've got other families who've got children that just don't understand. I mean, it's hard enough for any child, but just don't understand why we have to stay at home and what does that mean and why do we have to stay away from people and are finding it really, really tricky. And we've actually got other families that are saying, so actually, we're getting on okay because a lot of our anxiety and a lot of our stress at home is from outside influences like school issues and challenges around that. And actually being at home, we can all do this okay.
Yeah.
But what we're worried about is how do we get them back out there afterwards and persuade them it's okay to go back to school and to do these other things. So it's a real, real challenge, a real challenge. And another group who are impacted by the virus, and that is, that's massive. They've got, you know, relatives that are ill. That's huge,
Most charities, you rely on fundraising, okay? This is the way you keep going to give the great services that you do. So how is SNAP doing at the moment?
That's, another massive challenge for us. And obviously we are going to be impacted, and we already are, because we've had to cancel quite a lot of fundraising events that would have been happening.
Yeah.
You know, we had a wine tasting event coming up. We've got things like afternoon teas booked in that are not going to go ahead now. We are very lucky because we do get some of our funding through different grants and things.
Mm.
And, you know, lots of them are coming back with positives on, you know, they will continue to be supporting us and we, you know, use the funding however we need it. But we know that there's going to be a massive shortfall. So we're currently looking at other ways to do that, you know, thinking creatively about how we can encourage people to, you know, do the fundraising for us in a different way. But yeah, we are very concerned about how we, you know, come through this and out the end of it. So, but we're very lucky. We've got lots of people that do support us, and we hope that goodwill continues. But everybody's got to sort of, you don't know how you're going to be impacted yourself, do you?
Yeah.
So it's a big challenge.
Do you know what you were saying about doing fundraising? I would do an online Zoom. Zoom's great. You could do a wine tasting there.
Yeah.
Wine tasting. Why didn't I think of that idea before? But you are setting up virtual side of it to so people can go and have a look maybe on Facebook or on Zoom, yeah. YouTube.
Yeah, what we're currently looking at, when we first realised that this was going to happen, we were really lucky. Some of our tutors, when we could still access the centre, actually came in and did some videos for us to share with families that were already accessing those services. Mm-hmm. So we had our drama tutor, Ali. He put together a little drama video that we sent out to the drama group. And we had our yoga lady in, and she did a parent yoga session that we sent out to parents that were accessing that. For that session. So that was really lovely, and the feedback was so positive that we thought, right, okay, now this is going to be going on for a few weeks, we need to be thinking creatively.
Mm.
So we are trialing our first drama session this evening on Zoom.
Yeah.
With just a few of our drama group, just to give it a try, see how it works. And then the idea is that we would be rolling that out. We will be offering yoga sessions for the girls that are currently accessing the service would be sent yoga Zoom sessions, parent yoga and music therapy.
Yeah.
So we're constantly, and the next step is if that works well, we were going to look to do some parent training on Zoom.
Yeah.
So actually offer that out so parents could either access it at a certain time or if not have a link that could be sent to them so they can watch it at a convenient time for them. So, and fundraising will definitely be the next one on. So yes, maybe a wine tasting.
Cheese and wine tasting. Buy the wine at home, buy the cheese, and then give a donation and all sit round. Just sounds like a little party, really, doesn't it? Just sit round with your cheese and wine.
Yeah, but why not? You know, we're all having to do that now, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, I said to my colleague Christina, who heads up the charity with me earlier today, you know, a lot of these things, I'd never heard about Zoom three weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm going on there and I'm working out how to use the whiteboard and how to share my screen with other people and breakout rooms and all of these things I've never even heard of. So you know, we have to be creative, don't we, and look at other ways, really.
You know, dealing with some of the children as well, you've got, they like things familiar, so at the moment it must be a shock for quite a few of the youngsters that are not doing, they've got a routine is what I mean to say. So if you can get them involved online and in Zoom, it kind of brings it back into that routine, because they must, I would imagine quite a few of them are quite distressed by not doing the regular things that they have as a plan to do every day or every week.
Yeah, definitely. And that, actually, that's one of the information sheets is all about that, keeping the timetables, the visual supports and the routines, because lots of our children really do need it. So, you know, the idea is that once we get these sessions up and running, they will run at the same time that they would have run in the centre. And families will just log on at that time, so the children know that on a Wednesday night at 4 o'clock I do my drama session, I'm going to log on, I'm going to see the familiar faces and get to catch up with people. Because yes, it's really, really tricky times, and I think there are lots of children are very, very upset by this. So having some of that routine and familiar things in their lives will really, really help with their anxiety.
What are you looking for from sort of people in Brentwood? Are you looking for help with ideas with fundraising, or are you looking for people maybe to do some online sessions that you can share with, like yoga or dance or anything like that? What do you need, Karen?
A complete anything, really, to be perfectly honest with you. We're open to any ideas.
Yeah.
And so from a perspective of anything that's happening locally that people know about that may be helpful for our families, please do tell us. Because what we've done is we've done the 8 information sheets, which are all on our website and easy for anyone to access. But what we're looking to do is we always do what we call an information network, which we share with our families every 2 weeks. So what we'll be doing is next week we'll be doing an update of anything new that we've heard about. So if there is a dance group locally that's doing something via Zoom and they think it could be accessible, you know, for children with special needs, please tell us about it, and then we'll share with our families via our information network. If anybody's out there that would love to do, like you've just suggested, a wine tasting or a quiz night between a group of them, donations to the charity, we would absolutely welcome anything like that. That would be fantastic. We're open to sort of anything. If anyone's got any ideas, please do talk to us. You can just send an email into info@snapcharity.org or give us a call on the helpline number, and one of the team will be able to have a chat with them. our aim really is if we can get back into the centre and get the team into the centre working initially and then gradually, you know, all being well, gradually sort of build things up. The other thing we're managing to do remotely is our counsellors are working really, really hard and supporting the families that they've been working with through this time, and they're managing to do those through Zoom, and that will be continuing. So, you know, we're doing all we can, and I think I'm really proud of the fact that the team have worked so hard over the past few weeks, and we are working so well remotely. So a big challenge that none of us saw coming, but we are doing well. And also the other thing is there is a donate button on our website. So if anybody would just like to make a donation, it's very easy to do.
Yeah, and any amount, you know.
Any amount. Honestly, helps. It doesn't matter how small. It will all go into our pot and help, you know, run the services and continue to do the work we're doing.
Lovely. So that's Karen. You're the Director of SNAP Family Services. Don't forget, SNAP is Special Needs and Parents, and they look after about 2,800 families in Essex every year, providing great services for people. And if you can offer some support, whether or not it's monetary or your time or some ideas for fundraising, get your creative caps on and get in contact, all the www.snapcharity.org. Thanks very much for talking to us today, Karen.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
You're great. I wish you all the best, and hopefully see you in the studio in the next couple of months.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
There we go. That's Karen doing great work with the SNAP charity. Do get involved if you can. All the details will be up on the website. A little.